Like interlaced fingers, two cultures have been collaborating on the same central Washington farmland for generations. Now the Japanese-American family who owned the land is returning it to the Yakima Nation. Correspondent Anna King has our story.
It's a race against winter to load heavy pallets of squash on the 1,500-acre Inaba farm. Four generations of this family have farmed this land. Now Lon Inaba is selling it, but not just to anyone. He's selling it back to the Yakima Nation.
The tribal people have been really good to my family and the Japanese community for the last 75 to 80 years when they started coming. This is a way for us to return the favor.
Inaba's grandfather got a degree in agriculture in Japan, then came to the U.S. in 1907. But as a person of Asian descent, considered undesirable aliens by the U.S. government, he couldn't become a citizen or own land. The way he got around this was to lease land on the Yakima Reservation.
They were able to subsist.
After Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, the U.S. government forcibly removed West Coast Japanese people from their land and businesses and interned them in camps. The Inabas were sent to Heart Mountain in Wyoming. The family grew food there, too.
The people in the communities complained that the Japanese who were in the camps were eating better than they were.
After the war, the Inabas returned to the land they'd been farming. The laws changed, and in 1954, the Inabas bought property within the Yakima Nation. Good farmland. It came with water rights. Now, Lon Inaba is getting ready to retire, and the Yakima Nation is starting to take over. Virgil Lewis is the chairman of the tribal council. He remembers when his grandmother would put food away.
As a kid, I used to watch my grandmother do that. She would can all kinds of fruits, all kinds of vegetables, and she would have a big, huge cellar to where all this food was stored.
Lewis says farming the Inaba's land would help restore the self-sufficiency the tribes used to have in the era before Safeway and McDonald's.
With the crops that are being grown here, our people can put that food away to supplement whatever food that they've put away from the mountains, the deer, the elk, the berries. Get our younger people to understand that if you get your foods, put them away and store it and save it for the hard times in life.
For Lewis and for the nation's Phil Rigdon, who will help oversee the new farming venture, this farm means food sovereignty.
Our grandparents and our great-grandparents, they could never make it farm.
When Rigdon was a boy, he moved the irrigation hand lines on his family's two 80-acre farming allotments. He says tribal people were only able to grow lower profit crops like alfalfa and corn silage.
And you see apples, cherries, hops, all these high economic crops are surrounding us. And our goal is how do we create it so that we could create an economy that we could have a part of that bounty, that we could gain the benefit. And I think this is the first step.
The tribe's big vision is to trade its produce to help other tribes get food sovereignty too. And they've asked Lon Inaba to stay and teach the next generation how to run the farm.
My family's proud, and I know my dad would be proud, so I don't want to walk away.
The Yakima Nation sees Inaba as an adopted part of their family, and Inaba sees them as family too.
We owe a lot to the tribal people. And This is the way to return it.
I'm Anna King.